Task 1. You are now talking to Regina about signing up for a course on effective learning. Listen to the conversation and help Regina fill in the application form below. You should fill in the missing information and put letters in the appropriate boxes. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Hey, Regina. You said you were interested in signing up for a course on effective learning, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Since we're going to set up the new school club, I'd like to learn more about effective learning skills.
I signed up for a course on effective learning yesterday. Take a look. You may be interested in it too.
Oh, yes. It's with Southwest Effective Learning. It's a reputable institution. I took one of their courses last year and it was really good.
Good. Have a look at their website. Do you want me to sign up for you while I'm on their website?
Yeah, why not? We can go to the course together.
Okay, here's the application form. We can just fill it in as we speak. Let me enter your name, Regina. What's your surname?
Yao. It's spelled Y-A-U.
Regina Yao. And the name of the school is Hong Kong Secondary School.
Make sure you capitalize the first letter of each word.
Of course. Okay, what's next? Age, 15?
Not anymore. I had my birthday last Friday. I'm 16 now.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Okay, I need your email address.
Let me give you my Gmail address. It's HelloKitty@gmail.com.
You're kidding. Your email address is HelloKitty?
Yeah. Hey, it's easy to remember. HelloKitty is one word. All in small letters.
So, HelloKitty@gmail.com. You're right. I won't forget your email address now.
See?
Right. Now you have to choose when and where you want to take the course.
I live in Tuen Mun. All of these locations here are quite far away.
Well, the course is a 3-day course. If you decide to attend the course on school days, you can choose Mong Kok, because our school is close to Mong Kok.
Hang on, what have you chosen?
I've chosen Mong Kok as my first choice, and Causeway Bay as my second choice.
Causeway Bay is too far away for me. Well, I suppose I can pick Mong Kok as my first choice too. And for my second choice, I'll choose Tuen Wan instead.
You have to choose a time to attend.
I prefer the course that starts at 4:30 p.m. Yeah, that one is just perfect.
I'll mark it as your first choice then.
But if the class is full, I can still go to the one that starts at 3:30 p.m, although it'll be a rush for me.
Never mind. I'll just put that down as your second choice. What about the dates? There are 3 choices here.
The one that starts in mid-February would be the best. It's close to Chinese New Year, and I won't have a lot of homework.
The last week of February is no good for us, as we'll have the midterm tests in that week.
Yes, that's right. So my second choice would be the course starting on the 3rd of February.
Now, they want to know what you would like to learn from the course.
I'd like to learn more about effective learning skills.
Learn more about effective learning skills. Let me just make a note of that. Effective learning skills. Right. And what else?
I'd like to learn something about taking exams.
So you want to learn how to improve your exam-taking skills?
Yes, exam-taking skills. You know, I always feel stressed right before the school examinations.
I feel exactly the same way as you do.
I guess that's about it.
Right, just a few more questions. You said you've taken a course offered by Southwest Effective Learning before. What was it?
It was a course on public speaking.
Oh, yes. So, how did you find the course?
I found it very useful. I learned a lot about non-verbal communication from the course.
Hang on, let me note that down. The course was very useful, and you learnt a lot about non-verbal communication from the course. Right, I guess that's it. I'll just click to submit it.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.